Hi, precious hearts. Welcome to Awaken Your Divine Potential. My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and I'm delighted to share this special time with you. During these difficult times, it's very easy for us to become overwhelmed with all of the negative news that is bombarding us through the media. That's why it's so vitally important for us to pay attention to what we are allowing ourselves to focus on. Our thoughts and feelings are creative, and whatever we focus our attention on, we empower and sustain in our lives. In other words, where our attention is, there we are. Today we're going to talk about how very powerful the focus of our attention is, and what we can do during these challenging times to deal with the challenges that are surfacing to be healed in a very positive way. Remember, whatever we are focusing on with our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings, we are empowering, co-creating, and magnetizing into our lives. That means that daily and hourly we need to ask ourselves, is what I am thinking, feeling, saying, and doing this moment what I want to create and sustain in my life, or am I focusing on my fears? If we are not focusing on what we want to create in our lives, we need to ask ourselves, what do I want to empower with my thoughts, words, actions, and feelings instead of my fears? Then we need to put forth the concentrated effort to change whatever it is that we are thinking, feeling, saying, and doing that is being motivated through our fear-based human egos. Today, we're going to invoke the assistance from our I Am Presence and the collective assistance of the entire Company of Heaven to help us learn to monitor and control the focus of our attention. As you listen to this online radio broadcast today, know that you're joining in consciousness with lightworkers all over the world who are listening to this program with you. Together, through our collective consciousness, we are co-creating a chalice of light that will serve as an open door through which the light of God will flow to bless humanity and all life on this sweet earth. We are functioning in the eternal moment of now. So whether you are tuning in with us live or you're listening to the program through our on-demand archive service, your magnificent light is being added to our unified chalice. Your love and all of your sacred gifts are being woven into this force field of light by your mighty I Am Presence, your true God Self. Through this unique opportunity, you will bless humanity and all life, and we will work together to heal the maladies manifesting in your life and on the planet. I will be sharing life-transforming information from on high during this radio program, but I do not want you to ever accept anything as truth just because someone told you it is true. Please listen to this information as food for thought. Then take it into your heart and ask your I Am Presence to reveal to you how this sacred knowledge will assist you in improving the quality of your life. Now, as we begin this special time together, breathe in deeply and go within to the divinity of your heart. Feel your heart chakra opening to full breadth. Now experience the infinite love of God flowing through your heart flame into the heart flames of every man, woman, and child on earth. Know that as the love of God lifts you up, all life is being lifted up with you. The enlightening information we're going to explore today is being given to humanity by the beings of light in the realms of truth. The divine intent of these celestial sharings is to give each of us greater clarity and understanding as we progress through these wondrous but often difficult times. Remember, the past is over and the future does not exist yet. So all we have is this present moment. Open your heart and mind and be here now. As we begin our special time together today, I would like to take a journey in projected consciousness into the realms of illumined truth. Please join me in this activity of light Sit comfortably in your chair with your arms and legs uncrossed and your spine as straight as possible. Rest your hands gently in your lap with your palms facing upward and feel yourself as an open conduit for the light of God. I will state this visualization in the first person so that we will all experience it individually and tangibly. But know that as we invoke this experience for ourselves, we are also invoking it through the I Am presence of all life evolving on this sweet earth, through all life and in behalf of all humanity. I am breathing in deeply, and as I exhale, I feel any confusion or doubt just being swept away. I breathe in deeply again, and on the holy breath, I go within to the secret place of the Most High Living God within my heart. I focus my attention on the divinity pulsating within my heart, my immortal, victorious threefold flame. This sacred flame is the divine balance and power, love and wisdom of my Father, Mother, God. As my heart flame expands, I am filled with the love and harmony of God. This divine essence flows through my earthly bodies, and the vibration of every electron of my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies is being accelerated. I feel myself being lifted into the embrace of my mighty I Am presence, and I surrender into the perfection of this loving aspect of my own divinity. My earthly bodies are becoming shining and invincible. Every fiber of my being is becoming lighter, and I feel myself ascending out of the oppressive limitation of the physical plane. All illusions drop away, and I experience a new level of clarity and understanding. I now know that I am a multidimensional being of light, and all that my Father, Mother, God have is mine. As I awaken to this truth, more knowledge from the divine mind of God flows into my consciousness, and I am lifted higher, and now higher, into the realms of illumined truth. Within this frequency of light, I experience myself fully present in the pure land of boundless splendor and infinite perfection. As I experience the wonder of this octave of light, the love expands through my heart flame, drawing the attention of my Father, Mother, God. I revel in their exquisite light, and my Mother God projects her luminous presence before me. She appears as a resplendent sun of radiant light, pulsating with infinite gratitude, bliss, ecstasy, wonder, and awe. She has at long last returned to planet Earth and to her beloved children evolving here. As a special gift to me and to all of her beloved children, our Mother God awakens within each of us the remembrance of our purpose and reason for being. In this newly activated state of consciousness, I consecrate my life force to the fulfillment of my divine plan, and I begin to know deep within the recesses of my heart this sacred truth. I came into this world with a very specific purpose. I came to fulfill a facet of the divine plan. I came to love all life free and to realize the truth about me. I came to contribute to the salvation and rebirth of beloved planet Earth. I am one with my Father, Mother, God, and I know now that the fullness of God dwells within me. In the divine mind of God, no one or no thing is useless or meaningless. Everyone and everything is vital and important to the balance and order of the universe. Without me, God would be incomplete. Without me, the universe would lose its equilibrium. All that is before me to do now, I do with happiness and enthusiasm, for I know and understand with a new level of clarity that nothing is too insignificant. Never again will I allow a sense of futility to exist in my life. I am overflowing with gratitude to my Father, Mother, God for the opportunity that is being presented to me to be in physical form at this time. I am so grateful and so thankful to be right where I am right now, serving all who come my way with love, joy, understanding, and forgiveness. Recognizing my true worth, I now go forth with uplifted determination. I see with my inner vision the loving and prospering activity of God pulsating within my heart flame. I see with my physical eyes eternal peace and lavish abundance manifesting everywhere. I am peaceful, I am powerful, and I am poised. For now I know who I am. I am a beloved and empowered child of God, and I have come to Earth during this cosmic moment to love all life free. Through the activity of my daily life, so I shall. I now breathe in deeply and return my attention to the room. I become aware of my physical body by gently moving my fingers and toes. Again, I exhale and inhale deeply as I open my eyes and begin breathing normally. Now, I just relax and allow these divine energies to be assimilated into my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies as I continue listening and assimilating the information as I participate completely within this activity of light according to my heart's call and my divine guidance from my I Am presence. Precious Heart, today we're talking about the reality that whatever we put our attention on, we empower and magnetize into our lives. The light of God is increasing daily and hourly on Earth, and people everywhere are beginning to awaken to the truth of who they are and why they are here. Contrary to what we have come to believe, we are not just fragmented, limited, dysfunctional facets of our fear-based human egos. We are beloved sons and daughters of God, and all that our Father, Mother, God have, all that our Father, Mother, God have, is ours. By remembering this fact and acting out of this inner knowing, we can turn around whatever is happening in our lives that we don't like, and we can also transform whatever is happening on the planet. As children of God, we have the responsibility of co-creating this physical reality. This is actually our purpose and reason for being, to learn to become co-creators with our Father, Mother, God, co-creating the infinite perfection of heaven on earth. Through lifetimes of misunderstandings, we have developed the erroneous belief that we are just powerful victims of circumstance, when in fact, we are very powerful co-creators of the circumstances of our lives. When we accept that we are on earth during this unique moment to co-create the patterns of perfection for the new earth, which are truly the wonders of heaven on earth, we become empowered instruments of God. Our acknowledgement and acceptance of this truth opens our hearts and allows our I Am presence to increase the amount of light that is flowing through our earthly bodies into the physical plane of earth. As the light of God flows through us into the physical plane, it enters the core of purity in every electron of precious life energy. The light then pushes to the surface everything that conflicts with these frequencies of harmony, love, and balance. As the discordant frequencies of energy that conflict with the light of God surface to be healed and transmuted back into light, they often create the illusion that things are getting worse. What happens is that we can easily see the surfacing negativity, but what we don't see as easily is the incredible light that is pushing this negativity to the surface to be healed. That phenomenon has the effect of keeping our attention focused on the problems instead of on the light and the solutions to the problems that are surfacing to be healed. When we are focused on the negativity instead of being focused on the light, we empower and sustain the negative things that are surfacing. Unfortunately, then, instead of eliminating the problems, we actually intensify them and amplify them. This has the tendency to make us feel desperate, overwhelmed, and often hopeless. When we observe things through the eyes of our dysfunctional human egos, we mistakenly think that the physical plane is our only reality, and that all we are is our physical bodies. Our human egos have forgotten that we are multidimensional and multifaceted beings of light who are functioning simultaneously in many diverse realities. Our God presence is the all-encompassing part of us that is created in God's image. This aspect of our being is a radiant sun which resonates with the full perfection of our Father, Mother, God. When it is time for us to embody on earth, our God presence projects one minuscule ray of light from that sun into the physical plane of earth to sustain our earthly bodies. Our human egos, with their fragmented consciousness, have manipulated us into belief that this single ray of light is the totality of who we are. When we buy into this illusion, it is easy for us to feel limited and inadequate when it comes to dealing with the challenges that are manifesting in our lives. We then readily accept the erroneous belief that we are just helpless victims who are being buffeted about by life circumstances without any options or any choices or any hope. The physical plane is merely a reflection of our consciousness. And in fact, the physical plane that we abide in is the least real of all of the dimensions and realities that we exist in. No matter how real our life challenges seem, or how entrapped we are in the human miscreations of poverty, disease, low self-esteem, loveless relationships, hatred, corruption, ignorance, war, etc. Those distorted expressions of life can manifest in our lives only if we energize them, sustain them, and empower them through our thoughts, words, actions, feelings, and beliefs. If we choose to empower the light and all of the patterns of perfection contained in that light, instead of choosing to empower our fears and the things that are causing our pain and suffering, our earthly experiences can be transformed in what the Company of Heaven has referred to as the twinkling of an eye. The universe is governed by the natural laws that affect all humanity and all life existing on this planet. And humanity is subject to these laws whether we are aware of them or whether we believe in them or not. For instance, the law of gravity is one of the natural laws that affects all life on this planet. If we decide to jump off of a roof, we are subject to the law of gravity, and we will fall to the ground. This will happen accurately and scientifically each and every time we jump off of a roof, regardless of whether or not we know about or believe in the law of gravity. It's important for us to really grasp this truth. The natural law that is responsible for the things that are happening in our lives is known as the law of the circle, or sometimes we refer to it as the law of attraction. Through this law of the circle, every electron of precious life energy in all of creation goes out from and returns to its source. Tangibly speaking, the law of the circle in our personal lives means that every thought, feeling, word, or action that we express goes out from us and progresses to the person, place, condition, or thing we have sent it to through our thoughts and feelings. Then that energy returns to us. Understanding just how this natural law works and how it specifically affects each of our lives is a critical factor in transforming the challenging situations that we are all experiencing at this time. This sacred knowledge will ultimately help us change the perilous direction that humanity seems to be headed in. When humanity fell into our quagmire of our own human miscreations after the fall, we lost the ability to hear the inner voice of our I Am presence, that still small voice within. Without that divine guidance, we observed the painful things occurring in the world and came to the erroneous conclusion that we are all just the victims of circumstance. Actually, nothing could be farther from the truth. Once again, we are the creators of circumstance, not the victims. At any given moment, our lives are reflecting a sum total of the thoughts, words, actions, feelings, and beliefs that we have expressed throughout all of our many lifetimes since we were first breathed forth from the heart of our Father, Mother, God. This is a vitally important truth that we must contemplate. It means that in reality, there is not a person, a place, a condition, or a thing that can interject anything into our lives that we have not co-created at one time or another since we were first breathed forth from the heart of God. It is our own energy returning to us, and the people and situations involved are just the instruments that the universe used to bring our learning experiences back to us. Only by fully understanding this and the principles of the law of the circus, I obviously think this is a circus, which often it is, the law of the circle, we will comprehend how powerful the focus of our attention is and how easily we can transform our lives into what we want them to be by improving and changing our thoughts, words, actions, feelings, and beliefs. Every world religion in one way or another, has taught its followers the principles of the law of the circle. In Eastern religions, this law is referred to as the law of the circle, the law of cause and effect, and the law of karma. In Judaism, it is referred to as an eye for an eye, or a tooth for a tooth. We should have continued and said an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, a hug for a hug, or a kiss for a kiss, so we could express the full picture. In Christianity, the law of the circle is expressed in the phrases reaping what we sow, or casting our bread upon the water to have it return to us. And in metaphysical mystery schools, it is referred to as the holy breath, or the in-breath and out-breath of our Father, Mother, God. Science has also confirmed the law of the circle. In physics, the term is described as the law of attraction. Like attracts like, action and reaction, radiation and magnetization. Amazingly, after all of the outer world attention that has been placed on this natural law and taught through every world religion and every academic source, humanity still doesn't grasp the magnitude of how the law of the circle or the law of attraction affects us. If we did, I assure you, we would not be in the mess that we are in on this planet. Fortunately, this is a new day. We are on the dawn of a new beginning, the birth of the new earth. And because of the miracles that have taken place over the past several years, through the unified efforts of not only embodied lightworkers, but the company of heaven, our I Am presence and the I Am presence of each human being is now able to communicate with us without the interference of our human ego. For the first time since our fall from grace eons ago, we have direct access to our I Am presence. This means that we have the ability to literally see with new eyes and hear with new ears. A higher level of divine intelligence is now coursing through our mental bodies and the mental strata of the earth. We have a renewed ability to understand the universal truths that are flooding forth from the realms of illumined truth into the consciousness of all humanity. We are awakening, and as we open our conscious minds and our hearts to these divine truths, we are getting greater clarity and understanding. So today we are going to take advantage of this miraculous phenomenon that is occurring on Earth at this time. And I ask you to lift up in consciousness and to listen to these old and familiar words with a freshly awakened sense of clarity and understanding from your I Am presence. Know that we have the ability to change our lives through the power of our attention by monitoring and controlling what we are allowing ourselves to empower through our thoughts, words, feelings, actions, and beliefs. The patterns of perfection for the new earth have now been anchored in the physical plane. This is a new day on planet Earth. Our I Am presence is now able to communicate with us without the interference of our human ego, even though it is continually trying to block that inner guidance that is radiating through the divinity of our heart. It has lost the ability to do so unless we consciously choose to listen to it and to ignore the inner guidance of our I Am presence. For the first time since our fall from grace eons ago, we have direct access to our I Am presence. This means, as I mentioned, that we can see with new eyes and hear with new ears. A higher level of divine intelligence is now coursing through our mental bodies. we have a renewed ability to understand universal truths that are flooding into our conscious minds and open hearts. This is true for every man, woman, and child on earth, whether they are aware of it yet or not. Humanity can now comprehend with a new level of clarity that our thoughts, words, actions, feelings, and beliefs create, moment by moment, our life experiences. With every breath we take, and with every beat of our hearts, our life force is continually flowing through our heart flames. We use this life force to form our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings. When we do, this energy flows forth from us. It goes out from us as an electromagnetic current of energy, very much like a radio or a television wave. Depending on what our frame of mind is at the time, we qualify our life force with either positive or negative vibrations. Throughout our experience, we have free will choice, and we can send forth feelings and thoughts of love or hate, peace or war, health or disease, abundance or poverty, integrity or corruption, harmony or chaos. And we can send forth every other frequency of polar opposites that we may conjure up, involving either patterns of perfection or our human miscreation. This is the wonder of our gift of free will. And through our free will choice, daily and hourly, moment by moment, we are making the decisions of what we are empowering. As our thoughts and feelings pass through the atmosphere to the person, place, condition, or thing that we have sent them to, they magnetize to themselves other thoughts and feelings that are vibrating at the same frequency. Remember, like attracts like. This has the effect of making our current louder and more powerful, so that once our thoughts and feelings reach their point of destination, they interact with the existing energies there, either blessing or creating problems for the person that we've sent them to. And then they return to us. Due to the accumulation of energies they gather along the way, our thought returns to us greatly magnified over what we originally sent out. The result is that what may have seemed like a simple expression of love could accumulate enough energy on the way and on its return to us that this positive force could manifest in our lives as a loving relationship, a financial success, a healing, or a multitude of other seemingly unrelated things. Conversely, what may have seemed like a simple temper tantrum and not a big deal at the moment could accumulate enough negativity with it along the way that when it returns to us, it could manifest in our lives as a health challenge, a financial crisis, a relationship problem, a car accident, or myriad other seemingly unrelated things. The literal interpretation of the law of the circle simply means that every thought, word, action, and feeling that we express goes out from us into the world. It goes to the person, place, condition, or thing we've sent it to, affecting them in alignment with their learning experiences and their karmic liabilities, and then it returns to us in the form of our everyday life experiences. The people, places, and conditions and things that bring our energy back to us are bringing our own experiences to us to complete this learning experience. This is true whether we're focusing our attention on lack, limitation, fear, grief, war, pain, and suffering, or if we're focusing our attention on prosperity, love, happiness, unity, compassion, oneness, peace, courage, and strength. any given moment, our lives are reflecting a sum total of everything we have ever thought, we have ever felt, we have ever experienced. Anything that we have ever said or done since we were first breathed forth from the heart of our Father, Mother, God. Just imagine. If we express positive thoughts, words, actions, feelings, and beliefs, then those frequencies manifest in our lives as positive experiences, people, and situations, blessings for our life experience that we have co-created. If we are expressing negative thoughts, words, actions, feelings, and beliefs, then those frequencies manifest as negative experiences, people, and situations in our lives that we have co-created. It is just that simple. The events taking place at this time are unprecedented and profound because there is an intense awakening taking place and the light of God is increasing on earth. This is causing this process to be greatly accelerated, and there is a purging going on, and our energy is being brought back to us at a greatly accelerated pace so that we can transmute the negative things back into light and experience the wonders of our positive co-creations, thus experiencing heaven on earth. Even though many of us are awakening to the truth of who we are and why we are here, when we turn on the news and read a newspaper, we're often bombarded by horrific events that are taking place all over the world. In spite of the fact that we may know that we are co-creating this reality and that we have the ability to change things individually for our own lives and collectively as the family of humanity, the information that we witness is shocking and causes us to sometimes sink into the emotional grip of our fear-based egos, emitting anxiety, fear, dread, and hopelessness. What we must keep in mind, even in the face of all adversity, is that this information that is being reported about the negative things that people are doing on the planet is a very small portion of the 6.5 billion souls that are evolving on this planet. Even though many governmental leaders around the world claim that they're speaking for the millions of people on the planet and they're doing things on behalf of those people that they represent, often that is not true. There are literally hundreds of millions of souls who every single day strive to live their lives the best way they can according to their wisdom and understanding. The problem is, unfortunately, that many of them have given their power away to the lower consciousness of their human egos. They've fallen into the bad habit of focusing their attention on their fears and what they do not want to happen in their lives, rather than focusing on the lives that they would like to experience and create for themselves and their loved ones. These people have fallen into the trap of believing that they are helpless victims. It seems that every day we're being flooded with fear-based information that reflects the dire possibility of total economic global collapse, terrorist attacks, war, environmental disasters, governmental and corporate corruption, crime, violence, and myriad other potential dangers. It is very easy to become so overwhelmed with concern that we just go around and wring our hands as we muddle through our days in a state of anxiety, depression, practically comatose. People often feel helpless when it comes to changing their lives or making a significant difference in the world. Everyone wants things to get better, but most people don't truly believe that they have the ability to effectively assist in this process. Well, fortunately, nothing could be farther from the truth. We are all co-creators. we have creative faculties of thought and feeling, and we have the gift of free will. We are on earth during this unprecedented time for the explicit purpose of uniting with our Father, Mother, God, and the company of heaven to co-create the patterns of perfection for the new earth, which will manifest tangibly as heaven on earth. Whether we consciously remember that or not, each and every one of us has been preparing for a very long time to assist in this facet of the divine mission. We all have unique skills and abilities that no one else on the planet possesses in exactly the same way we do. We have volunteered to assist in helping to change the old, obsolete patterns that we have behaved in for eons of time that are responsible for the pain and suffering humanity is enduring. This has been brought to our attention by our I Am presence, because the time for us to begin fulfilling this divine mission is right here and right now. Traumatic experiences cause us to regroup and to evaluate how we are living our lives. It seems that we've fallen into the pattern of using pain as our motivator. As long as we're not in pain, we will just plod along day after day without much thought. We half-heartedly go through the motions of doing what we need to do to survive. We go to our jobs to make money to put food on the table and a roof over our heads. We take care of our family's physical needs, and with a little bit of time that's left over, we try to take care of ourselves somewhat. But when a tragedy happens in our lives, we are forced to put our lives in perspective. We have to stop for a moment and focus on what really matters to us. If we use the tragic events that are taking place in our lives at this time to change our mode of operation and to put more meaning in our lives, then something good will come out of even the most horrific experience. I believe that people all over the world are being given this catalyst for change through the stressful events that are occurring in their lives today. Let's all pull together and co-create a unified force, creating together positive thoughts, words, actions, feelings, and beliefs to create positive change for the physical transformation by focusing on the patterns of perfection for the new earth, what we want to create and experience on the planet now at this critical time. The positive things that create win-win situations for everybody, that create eternal peace, joy, happiness, abundance, love, harmony, and balance for every facet of life on this sweet earth. Natural disasters and tragic events that have occurred over the past few years have transformed our lives forever. When things like this happen in our lives, we have a choice. We can allow them to catapult us into lives of fear and dread, which is often what the media seems to be promoting, or we can use these experiences to motivate us into creating lives of fulfillment and joy. We have the ability to do either of these things. The path we choose is up to us. The only reason that we haven't been co-creating lives of joy, happiness, prosperity, loving relationships, financially and creatively rewarding jobs, vibrant health, fulfillment, enlightenment, and every other positive experience, is because we have forgotten that we can. Not only can we create the lives we dream of, this is our purpose and our reason for being on earth at this time. It is vital that we continually remember and know that we are not worthless sinners or worms in the dust that our lower human ego has manipulated us into believing that we are. We are empowered and beloved children of God, and we have been invested by God with the gift of free will. our thoughts and feelings are creative. Whatever we focus our thoughts, words, actions, feelings, and beliefs on, we bring into physical form. It is time for us to truly comprehend this divine truth and for us to consciously choose to create the lives we want instead of inadvertently manifesting through our fears the experiences that we don't want to happen in our lives. It is time for us to reclaim our divine birthright and to awaken to our divine potential as we take charge of our lives now during this cosmic moment. We will be effective examples for our loved ones and our friends if we will put forth this effort, and we will be positive catalysts for all life on this planet. The results of our efforts will become exponential because we are all one. All life is interrelated, interconnected, and interdependent. What affects one part of life affects all life. We can truly not have a thought or a feeling or an action that does not add to the light of the world or add to the shadows of the world. Every moment, what we are thinking, feeling, saying, and doing is making a difference on this planet, either positively or negatively. We are all one, and the universal law is, as I am lifted up, all life is lifted up with me. We can each make a difference. As we change our lives, we will change the course of direction for humanity and for all life evolving on this blessed planet. Now, let us seal the sacred knowledge that has been given to us this day by the company of heaven by radiating this light through the divinity of our hearts and our conscious minds. Let's focus our attention on the following meditation. Once again, I will state this in the first person. Feel yourself going within to the divinity of your heart. And follow me through this visualization with the full power of your attention. Know that you are joining in consciousness with the I Am presence of all humanity. And together, as one breath, one voice, one heartbeat, one energy, vibration, and consciousness of pure divine love, we now proceed. I am sitting comfortably in my chair with my arms and legs uncrossed and my spine as straight as possible. I rest my hands in my lap with my palms facing upward and I gently close my eyes. Breathing rhythmically and deeply, I greet this sacred moment from within the peace of my liberated I Am presence on earth. Centered here, I am one with all life. I now realize that I am all of humanity, standing forth as the arisen I Am presence, now taking full dominion on this planet Earth. I feel an upward rushing force of the ascension flame, and all humanity's free will is ascending back into divine will. All free will is now ascending into the realms of perfection for this sweet star of freedom, beloved planet Earth. In this meditation, I now reach into and accept the infinity of my own God consciousness. all of which I claim here and now in my earthly vehicles. I am also one with all of humanity, and I feel our collective divine consciousness as our fifth dimensional solar heart chakras open to full breath. Now, God's unfathomable transfiguring divine love is pouring through humanity's open heart chakras, and it floods the earth and all her life with its healing unguent. I find myself relaxing into the peace of my personal and global I Am presence, and all is in divine order. Standing within my fifth dimensional solar spine and my 12 fifth dimensional solar chakras of my I Am presence, I begin to profoundly experience God's power on all planes. I experience my divine integrity, knowing my presence on earth is but one aspect of my divine consciousness. In this awakening, I realize that I am a powerful instrument of God, now made manifest in the physical plane of earth. As I in-breathe and absorb the intensified frequencies of light now flowing into my heart flame from the heart flame of my Father, Mother, God, I recognize myself on many levels. I am a planetary God's being. I am one with this aspect of my divinity. I am abiding in the perfected realms of planet Earth, performing my cosmic service of loving all life free that is evolving on this planet. I find my gentle rhythm in this aspect of my divinity, and I am that I am. Now my awareness is lifted higher, and I am my mighty I Am presence, pulsating in the fifth dimensional realms of infinite physical perfection. Within this frequency of light, I experience myself as a cosmic flame with light rays radiating out in all directions of the universe. In this dimension, I know myself as God in action, here, there, and everywhere present. As the rhythm of this aspect of my divinity anchors into the core of my physical being, again I know I am that I am. I now ascend further along my silver cord into the all-encompassing presence of my white fire being. Here I am whole, my full masculine and feminine God self. In this aspect of my divinity, I am a radiant sun, a resplendent being of light. Within this level of divine consciousness, I offer to be the open door for the light of God. Instantly I receive into my heart flame an endless river of light from my Father, Mother, God, composed of the great infinity of light from suns beyond suns beyond suns. And I know I am that I am. This infinite river of light now flows through me unimpeded. It pulsates into all aspects of my divinity, into my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. I am now releasing into this light all thoughts, feelings, actions, words, memories, and experiences that I have ever known that are less than my full divine potential. I now fully understand that I am embodied on earth to express my free will choice and to function as an instrument of God. I consecrate my life force to the fulfillment of this divine mission and to empower my thoughts, words, actions, and feelings only with the perfection of the new earth and the things that I want to result in the highest good for myself, my loved ones, and all life on this blessed planet. And all is well. In deep love and gratitude, I send forth my gift of love to the company of heaven who has joined me in this activity of light. I now breathe in deeply and return my attention to the room. I become aware of my physical body as I gently move my fingers and toes. As I exhale, I open my eyes and begin breathing normally. Beloved one, thank you for joining me this sacred and holy day. Join us again next week as we again add to the light of the world through the activities of light that are being shared with us by the Company of Heaven. I'm Patricia Cota Robles, and this is Awaken Your Divine Potential.